going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This ran like a pro type university. They do a really good job of preparing us for the next level, and they treat you like a pro the first day you step in there. So just kind of when you're there, you have no choice but to learn how to be a pro. So just taking that and running with it, and just having the advice of God's authority, and he just, you know, coming back and giving tips and telling me to be myself, you know, handle it like a business and stay true to myself. I think those are the biggest things. And like I said, the University of Georgia did a great job of preparing us for the next level.
I apologize, Josh. Did you say that's Malachi Starks? Is that who that is? Yeah, okay, thank you. And that is, he is the safety from Georgia. I love what he said right there, and he's right. You know, you think about these Georgia guys that have translated to the league. I mean, the Eagles have done such a great job, especially with their defenders that they've taken from Georgia. And look where they are, and they're Super Bowl champs, and they have several of them. There's no doubt about that. You know, Malachi Starks would be another one I think you can transition, and he's right. The way they prepare, it's a pro program. A lot of these colleges are becoming that. They already have been, even more so now with NIL. And paying them, right? But you're right, and he's right. And that's why I think a guy like, I have Tyleek Williams going to the Bills in my mock because that's the way the board fell. And I think about that, which is he'd be coming from a program that produces pro players and runs its program like an NFL program, more so than a lot of others do. And you'd already have a guy that's ready to kind of step in and understand that aspect of life and that aspect of football. So I do think it matters like that. It's funny, earlier today we had on Matt Jaworski. Matt is a local kid who grew up in Hamburg, went to St. Francis High School, and then went to Fordham, and he became the Patriot League Defensive Player of the Year. And he said St. Francis High School groomed him well to understand what the college, you know, what college football would be like. And I think that does matter, and it does help you a lot. You get guys come in the league, get guys come in the NFL, they just don't have the wherewithal to be able to step right in right away. And the resources and the knowledge and the understanding of what's going to be like to have money, to have adults around you all the time, guys with families, you know, and getting out of work schedule. It's different. It's just different, you know, and I think that matters to the Bills. It's not an end all be all, but it matters. It's also a reason why we keep hearing things about like Keon Coleman. And what did we hear this week again from Josh Allen? Keon Coleman's young. Reminder, he's still really young, right? He's gonna get bigger. He's going to get stronger. He's going to understand what it takes throughout a season. And I agree with that. It doesn't mean it's going to work necessarily. Doesn't mean that he's guaranteed for anything. But we do have to keep that in mind. Keon Coleman is very young. And I think the Bills feel that way about Keon Coleman, which is why I say I don't think they're taking a wide receiver that early in this draft. A lot of people, I mean, Mike and Chris in the afternoon, I mean, Shope has loved Luther Burden for a long time. Luther Burden's a fantastic player. He might be a great NFL player. Emmanuel Abaku, I like a lot from Ohio State. I think he has a high, high floor. He's going to be a really good player in this league. I just don't think the Bills are going to do something like that. It doesn't, to me, makes sense based on what they do, how they operate,
and what the roster looks like right now. What did I say about Egbuka? Sorry about that. Emeka Egbuka. He's the Ohio State receiver. There's a couple of names in this draft. Nick Emmanwori. I think that one's all right. But how about the kid from Boston College? Azaraku. Donovan Azaraku. I believe that's how you say it now. I've been trying to practice that one just in case, because you never know. I like him a lot. Could he fall to the Bills at 30? But wide receiver is a spot where a lot of people have talked about. And I look at their wide receiver group right now. And I'm going to say the same thing I say about wide receiver as I do about safety for people. And it's, you have to understand the difference here. You listening right now, person who called earlier, first caller of the day. Oh, I disagree about safety. This is how they need to view it because this is what they have. Okay, that's fine. But it's not how they view it. That's not to me, it's not. I could be totally wrong, unless I think the Bills have a major shift in philosophy or they just really love a guy so much, which is possible. It doesn't, you can think they should view something some way. It's what they actually view and how you get to a certain conclusion of what they're going to do. And that's what I always try to bring. So I'm going to say this at wide receiver again. Khalil Shakir just got paid. He's here. He's getting good money. And he's their number one guy. When I say number one, he's not a true, like, number one wideout in the sense of a Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, a Stephon Diggs. But he's their number one guy, right? Like, the guy that you look for and eats up most of the more targets than other guys and whatever. They just drafted Keon Coleman with the top pick of the second round last year. Not a first-round pick, but essentially kind of like that, right? He's young. Don't forget he's young. Everybody tells us he's young. He was on a really nice path last year. Sean McDermott said he was getting dominant at points. You think they don't love that guy and what his potential at least is? I think they do. But they were definitely soured on how everything went with him at the end of the year. It doesn't mean they're throwing him out and saying he's not going to be good. It means they just want to recapture that and say, how do we get him back to there? But certainly you could see how they would have faith that they can do that, right? Then they signed Josh Palmer to $9 million a year. Now, you don't have to love that deal. That's fine. I also have some reservations about how much money that is for a guy. What is he going to be able to do here? He fits a specific skill set. But with that money in this room, that's telling me he's going to play. That's already three spots down, folks. Okay? Then you have Curtis Samuel, who last year got $8 million a year. Go listen to Josh Allen and others, but especially Josh recently, talk about Curtis Samuel and how much towards the end of the year when he was healthy, big play in the playoff game against the Broncos, what he was able to do and kind of building on that. I think that means that, you know, they're really kind of all in on him still being a really big part of what they might be able to do on offense. Doesn't mean he's going to be on the field for 90% of the snaps, but I think that he's still factors in their plans. That's four. Where is this other wide receiver coming from? What's he going to do? The only thing I'd see, and by the way, I'm not even counting and talking about Tyrell Shavers, who looked good in training camp. We thought he might make the team. He didn't. And then gets one touch against the Jets at the end of the year and scores a touchdown. Now, I'm not talking about KJ Hamler, Jalen Virgil, or even Laviska Shenault, which is really more of a kick returner, but still has some skill, who the Bills said they liked coming out of the draft a few years ago. That's why I'm not in on wide receiver for them, because I don't think they're in on wide receiver. There are guys I like.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I just don't see it happening. Same thing at safety. To get us back to there, big discussion today. We've had it. I went on the morning show this morning. I saw WGR tweeted out, by the way, YouTube. This is on YouTube. Everything's on YouTube now, on the morning show and the afternoon show. And I haven't said this in a while, but if you're not watching our shows on YouTube in the morning or in the afternoon, you're missing out. This show's not on YouTube right now, maybe eventually, but I'm telling you, morning show, Jeremy and Joe on YouTube, afternoon show, Show Up with the Bulldog on YouTube. Super awesome. Got a great, what they call bullpen. It's a chat box. Everybody's there. Live chat going on. I jump in there sometimes. Got a great community there that's a part of it. But the other thing is you can kind of scroll back and forth really easy. You know what I do? I put on YouTube for Mike and Chris or for Jeremy and Joe, and I just leave it on and listen. And then once in a while, I'll peek in and look. But you can just listen that way. And it's super cool. And it's also available in Canada. Our Odyssey app doesn't work in Canada for Canadian listeners. YouTube does. If you're a Canadian listener, You have friends or family, they're Canadian listeners who haven't been able to listen to WGR in a while. Tell them to find us on YouTube and you can start listening and watching now. And then after these shows, they put out these, like, you know, little highlights and clips and segments. And I saw, we tweeted out today, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy and Joe got heated about safety. It was a good discussion. I wouldn't say I was heated, but it was a good discussion. And the reason I say it that way is we just had a disagreement on, you know, it's not even how to view these safeties or where they would play with Buffalo. The issue is a lot of you just tell me and think, well, this is what the Bills should do. How do you look at the roster? You play general manager. That's fine. That's cool. That's what this time of year is about. You should play general manager. It's fun. I try to tell you what I think the team's going to do. Not what I would do if I was the team GM. And I'm telling you, I'd be surprised if they take a safety in the first round. I think they're going to draft one later in the draft. Because safety to me, and I'm going back and forth again with people on X about this morning. People think I'm saying that, oh my God, the Bills are all set at safety. Sure, you could draft Malachi Starks. Maybe he's better than Taylor Rapp. Nick Amemori, I really love. I think he can play in the NFL. I don't think the Bills feel that they need to do something on top of Taylor Rapp or Cole Bishop right now. That's kind of the reason they signed DeMar Hamlin to come back and be a little more insurance. I know you don't love that. You don't love hearing that. It's not a lot of money, but that's why. That's why they signed Derek Forrest from the Commanders. Four-year player. He's put some time in. He's played in a similar system. Can play special teams. And let's not forget they have Cam Lewis. I know, right? Not names that scream to you, oh my God, these are great playmakers. I get it. Somebody told me this morning, tweeted at me, that, well, then if they're going to go with that group, they're just going to keep getting beat over the top. What? They allowed the fifth fewest 20-plus yard pass plays in the league last year. They didn't get beat over the top all the time. They did when Cole Bishop came in against Houston by Nico Collins. Terrible play. They did against the Denver Broncos in the playoff game. Terrible. Yeah, I know. It can happen. I think the Bills feel they can make those guys better still by adding to their defensive line, by adding to the pass rush, by having better corners, which I think they'll still try to upgrade in this draft. But that's why I'm where I am on safety. And the reason why it's a discussion is so many people are talking about safety. All these national people are linking the Bills with safety. Malachi Starks, Nick Amemori. As I sit here right now, let me say it this way. If I'm sitting in the Bills media room tonight and they're on the clock at 30 and it comes across that they take a safety, I'll be surprised. But it doesn't mean that I don't think the guy can't come in and play. Because there is certainly a defense and argument for that. I'll be surprised because I don't think they view that spot, that position in the first round as being someone who can come in right away and play over the guys they have because of how they've treated the position in years past. I'll be the first to tell you, the Bills play younger players more than people realize. They always do. They play Christian Benford right away. They play Osiris Torrance right away. But that is a position where they back off on that. That safety has always been that. Safety is a spot where they usually don't play guys super early unless they have to. You can make an exception if he's that good. Fascinating. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Thursday draft day here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.